16 Minutes of Care is a podcast based on the CARE principles, a strategic framework that reveals how brands create impact by caring and, as a result, grow their business. In each episode, Isabel welcomes a company executive who explains how CARE has helped their business grow successfully and sustainably.
Today, I welcome back Sarah Müllers. She is the founder of the ecological brand Kinraden. It's a jewelry brand. She works with sustainable gold and other recycled materials to not cause a dent in nature. But Sarah and Kinraden also care for people. So let's find out more and dive into the CARE principles. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you here. We talked already a lot about care for the planet and sustainable and how difficult it is. I would like to dive a little bit deeper into the CARE framework and start with collaboration. Mm-hmm. Because you collaborate with producers both in Thailand and in Denmark.
Yes.
And I would like to understand a little bit more how you can you control the supply chain and how can you be more social in that?
Yes, we try as much as we can. You can always get better. That said, it took me a long time to find the suppliers that I'm working with right now. In Bangkok, I travel a lot to find the right suppliers. And right now we're working with two suppliers in Bangkok. One is a smaller, women-owned and women-driven, very nice place. I've been working with them for 10 years. And the other one is a larger site. Also sustainable and certified, both are. And in Denmark, it's the same. In Thailand, you get the whole package, so they do everything at one place. In Denmark, it's divided. When you make jewelry, you do the design, then you cast it, then you renovate it, and then you set the stones, and then you polish. So it's a different kind of step you go into the production line. In Bangkok and in Thailand, it's in one place, they do everything. And in Denmark, it's a different kind of line. Mm-hmm. In Denmark, it's more easy, of course, because of the laws and legislations we have within the EU. The standards are actually quite high in Bangkok compared to other countries around them. So I'm very satisfied. And then we have, of course, different values that we've discussed with our suppliers that they've integrated within our production.
Mm-hmm. How easy is it to control such a supply chain and to see that the people who work on, for instance, in Thailand, who work for you, that they get fair pay and everything? Is it easy for you?
It depends on who you work with. So it was a sort of a maze getting away and finding the right people. Actually, I think the Danish jewelry company Pandora paved the way for everyone else who works out there, because they did their own factories, of course, but the standards they introduced are very high, very sustainable. So they're quite used to this mentality within the industry in Thailand. So that helped a lot.
Mm, yeah. Interesting. Let's move over to agility. You're already since 2014. How did you see the world and your business change? Do you need to be always reactive and adapt yourself, or are you on this long path towards your mission? How do you see that?
Both, I will say. I have a goal. I know where I want to go. I know what I want to do with the company. And at the same time, the world is ever changing. And the last 4 years has proven that. So going from I have like a 5-year strategy plan, a 3-year strategy plan, 1-year strategy plan. I talked to my bank the other day, said, yeah, you go out, you set sail, the wind is like this today, okay, and then you take them down again the next day and you go out again and look. But of course we have a strategy. Of course I know where I want to go, I know my goals, but it is like looking at the weather. Where should we go today? How can we go? But some of my principles I'm not letting down or not changing at all. So how we work, how we treat, how we pay people, we're not going to change that. But in which and where we do it, how we do it, that can change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I would like to talk about reliability and specifically about the branding part of reliability. We used to create reliable brands with big marketing budgets, with big campaigns. You said it in the previous episode, very often you are against big famous names like Cartier or maybe also Pandora. How do you build a reliable brand when you're small?
That's a good question. First of all, I think looking at a brand, you can always go down in value, you can never go up. And because my ambition to start a sustainable jewelry brand and the longevity in the metals, they can last forever. So the design strategy was very ambitious as well. I wanted to place it as high as possible. Doing that, I placed myself among all these competitors who has humongous budgets. And then I thought, okay, I have to be consistent. I have to show grit. I have to be extremely precise in my aesthetics. So how I present Kinraiden, how I talk about it, how we show it, the pictures, everything has to be aligned with this level of ambition. And I think we've done that. And I've just been extremely consistent and patient. So I think actually patience is doing it with the right sort of people, surrounding with people that got the vision, who was agreeing with the sustainable and circular strategies within the brand and loved the design. So I think keeping the high level of brand awareness and aesthetics actually did it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about empathy. Did you feel, for instance, retailers show empathy for your story? Or is it something that you say, I just had patience and the consumers asked for it and so retailers started to...
I actually think that retailers are extremely fascinated with the story. They love that it's rooted in sustainability and circular strategies. They love the whole storyline around the collections, where I'm inspired from, how I work with architecture within the jewelry industry. The whole, I have like a triangulations of how I work, and it's an architectural method that I've took with me into the jewelry making and design strategies. So they're very keen on all these histories. I just trained Bergdorf and Goodman's their whole staff yesterday, and they were asking so many questions of the history, the production, the metals. So they're very eager for knowledge actually. And it's coming more and more. And a lot of the big retailers are now asking for B Corp certifications or certifications in general, things like that. So they're getting more and more aware of this, which is fantastic.
So you really feel the demand is also coming now from the market?
Yes.
And they are really getting their people trained?
So yes. So they can ask the right questions. Yeah, and answer to the end client the right answers. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's great.
It's positive.
Your brand is sold from China to New York. You're very small, but still a global brand. How does this sales cycle start? Do you go and look for specific retailers in certain countries, or do they come and find you?
I would love that they would come and find me. That would be wonderful. No, it's been hard work. I was very ambitious in my sales strategies as well. So I've been growing organically for many years because for me it was important to be placed in the right stores, in the right environment. So we actually could take... sustainable jewelry costs more because it's produced in the right way with the right materials. So that cost, of course, placed us in a more exclusive luxury segment, affordable luxury. So that, of course, sets a demand for the retailers. So I made a list of, I think, 50 stores around the world that I've been working on getting into ever since I started. Mm-hmm. So again, patience, grit.
It's the storyline of Kinraiden.
I think it's about authenticity as well, being true to where you want to go and being true to the brand and the quality. Yeah.
Going back to the whole philosophy of circular thinking, when you look at growing your business and the ambitions that you set for yourself, and having this balanced people, planet, prosperity model, mm-hmm. how difficult is it to continue to grow and wanting to grow and being ambitious, but still wanting to take care of people and planet? Is that a business model that can work?
Yes, definitely. You just need to insist that people are paid fair wages. You just need to insist that the environment that they're working in lives up to demands or UN goals or whatever you set your boundaries to be. I actually see that people are very much invested in creating work environments that work for people and that they're happy to go to work. So I don't see any problems in growing. Actually, I think that by as an end consumer going out and making the smart choices, buying sustainable, buying longevity, buying quality, actually feeds into a better production worldwide. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you really help more people.
Exactly.
By growing your business. So you're real proof that you can, through business, have a positive impact on people and planet.
I hope so. That's my dream. Until now, yes. And it all goes down to, for example, in Copenhagen, in my little office where we're sitting, 8 people working. I have once a month a body SDS. It's like a massage. She comes in once a month and every employee gets an hour paid by me, the company, to get a massage, because I think it's so important that the body and the mind are connected. And I can see that they thrive on that. We have high adjustable table. We have daylight in every room. So we, of course, live up to the normal standards of Danish offices. But if you go to Thailand or the States or anywhere else, it's a different registrations. So it's in every way we look at it. For me, it's also important that we eat lunch together every day, because I know that people gain trust by having these small conversations through lunch. So when they go in and eat and work together afterwards, they work better and more efficient because the trust is built through the lunch we have together. So things like that I've been insisting on since we started, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you balance out yourself? You have 2 professions. You have this jewelry brand, but you also still work as an architect.
I do, I know. And it's been tough, but I've invested all my money into Kinraiden, of course, and I needed to have something to pay my bills, and I didn't want to disturb Kinraiden at all. But I hope that it's been tough, of course, building a company, but it's also been fantastic. Seeing it grow, seeing that the visions and the ideas that you've had come to life, it's such a thrill, because it's my own, and I can look in the mirror, I can look into my children's eyes and actually feel that I'm making a difference. So that makes the whole difference, of course.
Yes.
But I won't lie, it's a lot of work. But it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had to learn that it's not, I don't have to be on my email, I don't have to work like 24/7. It's also important for me to, I swim in the sea every day during winter as well. It's a tradition in Denmark, I love it. And every morning when I go down to the sea with my coffee and go down for a swim and go up again, ideas emerge. I feel the peace and the manifestation, the meditation comes along, and that helps me to be more efficient through the day. So I have embedded small, like honeypots, as I call it, through the day to make it feasible for me to work as much as I do.
Mm. Self-care is very important.
Exactly.
in order to be able to take care of others. I totally agree. When you think about care for people and care for the planet, what would be your tips that you could share with others when they want to start or when they want to become more sustainable? What can they do?
Ask questions. Just ask questions. When you pick something up, when you start, if you start in a company, ask questions. How do you produce? How do you take care of your employees? What kind of program is there for employees? Can I take a bath? Can I run to work? Things like that, simple things in Europe. Be critical when you buy something. Ask how it's produced, where it comes from. Is it really from where they're saying? And then just try to do the math. If it's produced far, far away from where you buy it, can it really be that cheap? Who didn't get paid along the way? Things like that. Just be critical. Normal curiosity. I think that's so important right now.
Exactly, and we can all do that in our
lives. We can all do that in everything we do.
Yeah, totally.
And buy local if you can.
Buy local if you can.
Buy local and buy quality. Quality lasts longer. And everything shows us that if you buy quality and just take care of it, maintain it, repair it, it's the most sustainable thing you can do.
your type of jewelry, is it something that can be repaired and that you give those services as well to your consumers?
Yes. Of course, jewelry is fantastic because gold and silver is everlasting. Mm-hmm. So you can just polish it or repair it or change the shape. So if you buy, that's the biggest gift by doing jewelry, that the value of the metal doesn't expand. You can just change it, you can remelt it, you can redesign it, or you can just keep it and pass it on through generations. Mm. So it's a beautiful, beautiful industry in that sense.
What is your next ambition, or what are you aiming for next with Kinraiden?
For me, it's for me as a designer personally, it's experimenting with other new materials. I would love to go into that. But right now, just expanding and see the potential of the wood, working with the gold and the silver and the wood, see how we can challenge the quality of it. That's for me as a designer. I'm working very, of course, I'm as an architect, being trained in Denmark, I stand on the shoulders of a great traditional design traditions and architectural traditions. So simplicity, minimalistic design is of course what I strive for, because we are brought up in thinking how can we peel all the layers off so it's just a perfect shape that like leaves is left behind. So that's always what I'm looking into. So and making jewelry, if you take off all the ornamentation and only have the shapes, that's actually the most difficult thing to do because you can see all the flaws. So for me, like working more and more into these minimalistic shapes, small sculptures, and the construction of them is a great passion. So that's what I'm doing.
That sounds great. Being or having a sustainable brand in jewelry, is it something you've been in it now since 2014? Do you see more and more brands in the jewelry industry following your path? Or are you still lonesome at the top?
No, I'm not lonesome anymore, which is wonderful. And I see great companies like Pandora now changing into recycled gold as well. We know from research that in 2030, all gold and silver will be dug up. There won't be anything left in the ground.
Okay.
There's a lot going around. We don't need to dig any more up. It's a very conservative business. So people are very snobbish around, like it has to be pure mind. If you look at the deforestation, the climate changes, the reaction of the people living around the mines, it's not feasible and we could leave it. There's a lot of recycled materials going around and they are clean, they are beautiful, they're just as well as the ones we dig up. So there's no reason to touch the earth anymore, just leave it, maybe just stop and then use what we already have.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much for being in my podcast, Sarah. You have a beautiful brand that also has a positive impact on people and planet. So you're a real example of the CARE principles.
Thank you.
And for the people at home, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening and take care.
Want to create lasting impact with your brand while feeding sustainable growth? Check out thecareprinciples.com and see how we can help you. 16 Minutes of Care is an independent production from Isabel Verstraeten, brand strategist, founder of The Care Principles, and author of the book, Does Your Brand Care? Help us reach more companies who are looking for caring and sustainable growth by giving this podcast all the stars it deserves and by sharing it in your network. Thank you and take care.